Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's a day to give thanks for football. Of course, the NFL plays today, but let's talk college because there are a lot of big rivalry games coming up. Washington plays Washington State for the Apple Cup tomorrow. Indiana and Purdue play a trophy game for the Old Oaken Bucket on Saturday. Mississippi and Mississippi State meet in the Egg Bowl. And the really big one, Ohio State and Michigan. Mike Pesca is Here and Now's sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. And I'd like to shout out a couple more. Minnesota and Wisconsin play for Paul Bunyan's axe. And there's, of course, the Fremont Cannon at stake, Nevada and UNLV. And, of course, my favorite, the dyspeptic orangutan. I may have made that one up.
Okay. I wonder what you're referring to there. Anyways, football. Ohio State and Michigan game. This is a big one. This is one of football's biggest rivalries, but it's actually even bigger than normal this year.
Yes, it does go back to 1897, and there is an old saying that Ohio State can lose all of its games as long as they beat Michigan. They had a good year, and vice versa. But this year, those are the number two and three teams in the rankings, and of course, only four teams make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Number one is Alabama, number four is Clemson. So what we have is pretty much a playoff game. I say pretty much because there are ways that the loser of this game could still get in the playoffs, and I suppose that if Michigan wins, it could lose in the Big Ten championship game, and then maybe a team like Wisconsin will be the only representative of the Big Ten in the playoffs. There are many permutations, but let's just note that the winner of this game has something akin to a 90% chance of making the playoffs, and the loser has something akin to zero.
Bummer. Okay, well, you also mentioned Alabama. Now, that team is good. Ranked number one. Yeah, the record's like 11-0 or something. They, mm-hmm. Of course, they won mm-hmm. the national championship last year. They're going to face off against their rivals, Auburn, on Saturday. Does Auburn have a chance? Does anybody have a chance against Alabama?
Well, if anyone has a chance, at least for the rest of the season, it will be Auburn, Alabama, if they beat Auburn. Even if not, we'll play in the SEC championship game, probably get Florida there. I do think Alabama, because they are an excellent team and because they have been winning for so long, they seem unbeatable, but there's a lot of evidence that they're not. My friends at 538 estimate that they actually right now only have a 34% chance of winning the national championship, which is better than anyone else, but I wouldn't call them an odds-on favorite.
What's the problem?
It doesn't
seem
that anyway. No weakness, really. It's just that other teams have strength. So, for instance, if Michigan makes it and their quarterback, who hasn't been healthy, Wilton Spate, is under center, then that will be something for them to contend with. You know, all of these teams in the top four, really the top six or seven, can have good games. I don't want to just say anything can happen, but I am saying they seem invulnerable. They are not.
And allow me to point out that 538 gave President-elect Donald Trump about that chance of winning the election right before Election Day. So, of course, they very well could go on and win.
I would say that we have a greater body of statistics to deal with in football and sports forecasting. And also, like, the polls mean one thing in football and the other thing in politics. And that's important to remember.
Here and Now, sports analyst Mike Pesca. He hosts the podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, you've got a lot of football to watch this weekend, so make sure you get off the couch like at least once over the next couple days.
And lift that Fremont cannon above my head. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.